Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, April 21st. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Theater faculty member Jim Anderson. Birthdays, Queen Elizabeth II is 88 today. From bio.com.
Queen Elizabeth II was born Princess Elizabeth Alexandra Mary on April 21st, 1926 in London. Few expected her to assume the throne, as her father, Prince Albert, was the second son of King George V and considered a long shot for the crown himself.
The earthquake that was the abdication of the Queen's uncle, Edward VIII, in December of 1936 changed her life, changed her family's lives radically. Her father became the king. She would become the queen.
Anthony Quinn, born this day in 1915. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is 34 today. Cowboys radio broadcaster Brad Sham after last season's comeback win over the Vikings.
You can say what you want about Romo, and people have and will, but he's 90 yards away and needs a touchdown and brings his team the length of the field and scores and wins the game.
Tony Romo!
Yeah, that's how we do it.
On this day in history, April 21st, 1836, the Battle of San Jacinto, in which Texas won its independence from Mexico. From the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
The Mexican troops were relaxing, comfortable in knowing they had 1,300 trained soldiers to Sam Houston's 750 untrained troops. The afternoon attack by the smaller Texas Army on April 21st, 1836 was unexpected, taking the Mexican Army completely by surprise. 18 minutes later, the Mexican Army was in disarray. The victory secured Texas independence.
Number one on the charts this day in 1971, Chuck, Danny, and Corey, collectively known as Three Dog Night, and Joy to the World. On the KETR events calendar, the A&M Commerce Department of Political Science and the Dallas Holocaust Museum and Center for Education and Tolerance present a two-day program called The Holocaust, Days of Remembrance, on campus today and tomorrow. The program will feature artifacts from the Holocaust and a traveling exhibit from the Dallas Holocaust Museum in the Rayburn Student Center. Speakers will appear at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today and at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. The Holocaust, Days of Remembrance, in the A&M Commerce Rayburn Student Center today and tomorrow. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Theater faculty member Jim Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Jim, we do a thought for the day, and this one is from Orson Welles.
Okay.
You may have heard of.
I have.
The actor, director, writer. If you want a happy ending, that depends, of course, on where you stop your story.
That makes sense, yeah.
You're a playwright,
yes,
so
sir.
That makes sense to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes sense in life, too, somewhat, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Jim's directing a play, Hollywood Arms, that opens Tuesday night in the University Playhouse and runs through Sunday, April 27th. Now, this is a play written by Carol Burnett.
That's correct.
And her daughter, Carrie Hamilton.
That's correct.
Yeah. But for people who are familiar with the old Carol Burnett show and love the Carol Burnett show, this is not out-and-out slapstick comedy.
No, there's lots of comedy in it, but it's definitely not the kind of sketch comedy that we're familiar with from the Carol Burnett show.
Mm-hmm. So this is the story of, and I'm familiar with this story, and I presume a lot of other people are who are Carol Burnett fans, but she had a very modest upbringing in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, actually.
Mm-hmm.
People, I imagine Hollywood as being all for wealthy well-to-do people. That's not necessarily.
That's not necessarily so.
But this is basically her story.
Essentially, yes. I'm sure there's some artistic liberty that's taken, but as you said, she came from very modern, modest circumstances. And one of the earliest lines in the play says, "I didn't know what the Great Depression was. I just knew everybody was in it." Mm. And she refers to a pair of roller skates that she got at the WPA. So she was from a poor family.
Mm-hmm. And brought up by her grandmother for the most part.
For the most part. Her mother had moved to Hollywood and left her with her grandmother in San Antonio. And then several years later, they then moved to Los Angeles to be near her mother.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a tag team match between her mother and grandmother as far as bringing her up.
That's true. Yeah. And if the play is any gauge, there was a bit of conflict.
Right.
Between the two.
Right, right. Well, we're talking with Jim Anderson, a theater faculty member here at A&M Commerce and director of the upcoming play Hollywood Arms. But not to make too much of the serious nature of this, you tell me this is a funny play.
Oh, there's lots of laughter. I think that maybe the serious parts give rise to the funny things because, mm-hmm. from what I've heard, you know, most good comedy comes from pain.
Mm-hmm. You know, Carol Burnett had a long running sketch in the Carol Burnett Show, and then it spun off into a series of its own called Mama's Family.
Yes.
And the very strong grandmotherly character. And I kind of get the sense that some of that is in this play too.
Yes, there is a grandmotherly like character in it. Interestingly to me, Carol Burnett was given a gift by an anonymous donor so that she could travel to New York to start her career. And he had stipulations. He didn't want his name given, and he made her promise to help others. It's very likely that Tracy Lawrence was the recipient of some of that, because, as I understand it, Carol saw her in a high school play.
Vicki Lawrence,
I'm sorry, yes,
yeah.
Vicki
mm-hmm.
Lawrence.
Ah, right, and they had a great, great relationship. And
yes, they did.
And what chemistry between those two. Of course, we mentioned Carrie Hamilton, who was Carol Burnett's daughter, and until I did a little research on this before we talked, I had forgotten that Carrie Hamilton had died. It passed away of cancer just about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, and it was sort of as a tribute to her daughter that Carol continued with the play and then got it produced in Chicago first, and then it went to Broadway after that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your cast and some of the young folks that we might be familiar with.
Well, it's a very large cast for a non-musical play. It's 11 people. And so some of the ones that our audience may be most familiar with are Samantha Grace, who shared billing with Lou Ann Petty in Always Patsy Cline,
mm-hmm.
And Cynthia Bean, who played the lead in Proof last fall, and Henry Okibo, who we've seen as Theseus in Midsummer Night's Dream.
And the typical running times, I guess, it's the evening start, 8 o'clock start.
8 o'clock.
Weeknights and then Sunday afternoon matinee?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, it is called Hollywood Arms. It's by Carol Burnett and her daughter, Carrie Hamilton. It's going to be produced at the A&M Commerce University Playhouse starting Tuesday night. Jim Anderson is the director.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.